So we open up our panel each time with a statement that's been prepared by our panelists on the topic, and this time, as I said, on identity, race, ethnicity, sexuality, and community. And we'll start with Ms. Wise.
To be honest, I don't have like a set statement, but with all that stuff, race, identity, ethnicity, sexuality. I'm black, I'm a lesbian, a poet, considerably young in this poetry thing out here, and what else? Yeah, I guess I'm one of the biggest minorities, I call myself, so I guess I fit right in. So that's my statement right now.
Thank you very much. And Frank Sherlock?
Hi, I have a statement that's going to speak to community, which of course encompasses all these other things. But this was a statement prepared for the non-site collective, speaking about HACE, which is a loose-knit organization. I use the word organization loosely too, but so it's poetry activist community extension. And HACE's poetics is a function of poet activist community extension. It began thousands of years ago. It begins again and again as poets engage in guerrilla street actions, sharing with strangers in public space. These acts are guerrilla simply because these encounters have become unconventional methods of poetic exchange. Practitioners operate outside of the larger structures of universities, reading series, and publishing houses that function as museums of poetry. If it is to be seen as resistance today, the enemy is mediated life, the alienation assurance company that has flooded the culture with fraudulent policies that promise smiles through spending. Just as Pierre Jaurès refers to a nomad poetics as a hit-and-run war machine, HACE employs these strategies using improvised tools most suited for each situation. The unflat world somehow continues to operate on a modular grid. Its architects are limited to reactionary responses, despite their dominant claims. It is not a group of member poets to be nominated and or expelled by committee, but a rhizomatic process that nominates and expels continually when community extension starts and stops. At once inside and outside, states within a state, an Asker you are not appearing as a devil's street map, experienced with a consistency despite twisted turns. The poem's potential as a lo-fi economic production is what makes it an attractive form for generative community extension. While Mackenzie Warrick warns that art finds itself recruited into the prototyping of fascinating consumables, it's true that poetry is the least commodifiable of art forms. A certain American talk poet believes this is so because poetry is like gay marriage. No one knows what it really is. That's fine. The culturally fatigued could use a little sorcery. The old social order operates in secret locations and tyrannical states with almost no press. Press, what press, since the days of 99. There are opportunities to communicate between Miami models and Minneapolis eights in creative ways, with human interactions that remain free of commercial interruption. There are poems, discussions, and drifts of random encounters that exist as a co-created experience.